Hello and welcome to season three of the Atlanta Opera's Blink Opera podcast. I'm conductor James Lau, and I'm thrilled to be conducting Leonard Bernstein's beloved comic operetta, Candide. Putting together a production of Candide is always an interesting puzzle. There have been literally dozens of songs written for the show over the years, including songs that have been cut from original productions, snippets, reprises. There's no such thing as a complete version. And even if there were, it would take many hours to perform. So choosing which version and which songs to perform is simply part of the preparation for any team that wants to put on this show. Bernstein was writing Candide and West Side Story simultaneously, and there was a bit of borrowing back and forth musically between the scores. In the end, the scores seemed to be quite a bit different from each other, and this is partly due to the orchestration. Candide is a fairly typical classical orchestra, while West Side Story has saxophones, drum set, jazz trumpet players, guitar, etc. There are formal differences as well. Bernstein called the score to Candide a Valentine to European music, and there are gavottes, polkas, waltzes, etc., which contrast greatly to the Latin rhythms of West Side Story. Candide opened first in December of 1956, and West Side Story opened only 9 months later, in September of 1957. It's hard to imagine a composer writing two shows at the same time, especially when you consider that the shows were far from complete as they began rehearsals. Both shows have examples of major late changes happening to them. Over the years, it has been revised many times, with more than one new book, many lyricists, including Stephen Sondheim, and Bernstein, of course, writing new songs along the way. In the Atlanta production, we are doing some songs that I've never done before, which makes it really fun and interesting. Candide is always an exciting journey. Now I would like to share with you three of my favorite moments from the opera. Of course, one of the most famous overtures in the operatic and theatrical repertoire is the overture to Candide, and for good reason. It literally explodes right from the start, as if shooting out of a cannon. After the fanfare, the first theme, which interestingly only appears in the overture, it is not heard again in the rest of the show, is capricious, manic, careening upward and then diving downward, setting the stage for the type of humor that we're about to experience. It's ecstatic, witty, but in its breakneck pace, it also captures the danger of the satire of Voltaire's writing. Much of the main material of the overture will later be heard in the battle scene, but out of context, it almost feels joyful rather than violent, which I think, again, is Bernstein capturing the sardonic wit of Voltaire. Bernstein was not content to simply present themes as they appear in the show, which was the norm at the time. Rather, here they are elevated and developed. After we hear the cheerfully romantic theme from the love duet, O Happy We, the theme is repeated, but this time with a soaring counter melody in the French horn that truly takes it to a new level. The overture comes to a crashing, exhilarating finale, but not without one final wink. Since our story begins in Germany, the overture concludes with several very loud, aggressive chords, an ending straight out of the finale of a Beethoven symphony. But suddenly and unexpectedly, the second to last chord is a pianissimo high little flick before the overture ends with a forte exclamation point. It's a silly, witty gesture signaling to the audience to expect the unexpected. Another standout for me in Candide is the auto da fe, a scene where the bloodthirsty crowd gleefully cheers for the public executions that are about to happen. Bernstein has written joyful, bouncing music for the chorus to sing, and the entire number is one of the longest and most complicated pieces of music in the show. It's a real tour de force for the singers and the orchestra. Bernstein shifts gears effortlessly in this number, covering an extraordinarily wide range of styles. It starts with the chorus singing, what a day for an auto da fe, what a sunny summer sky. What a day for an auto da fe, it's a lovely day for drinking and for watching people fry. The chorus sings in C major with a jaunty syncopated rhythm and a rising melody that gets higher the more bloodthirsty they get. Dr. Pangloss then pleads his case with a comedy bit about how he is too sick to die. The chorus responds in a musical moment straight out of Gilbert and Sullivan. This is immediately followed by the orchestra playing a gleeful dance set to Spanish rhythms. Then there is a wonderfully evocative moment when the chorus sings a wordless prayer on descending arpeggios. The rhythm is still syncopated, building to an exclamation of "Pray for us," while the orchestra plays jagged rhythms underneath. They begin to chant in Latin, bringing perhaps the first layer of seriousness to this number. But the group can barely contain their glee at the executions they are about to witness, even as they pray for forgiveness. This piece ends with a joyful canon sung by the chorus, "What a lovely day, what a jolly day." Another great moment in the score is the transformation of Candide's lament theme into the wonderful finale, "Make Our Garden Grow." Throughout the piece, he sings the word Cunegonde with a theme of a rising octave and descending steps. Usually this is accompanied by tortured harmonies as he copes with losing her over and over again. In this example, he's echoed by a lonely oboe, perhaps her voice answering him. The orchestra takes over with a huge outpouring of grief. In Make Our Garden Grow, the same rising octave of the lament theme is found, but this time it is filled in with a note in between the octaves. The descending steps continue as before, but the melody continues on, finally reaching a satisfying resting point. The melody is simpler, almost folk song-like, without the dissonance that had haunted the treatment of the tune earlier. Candide's melody soars as he sings, "We're neither pure nor wise nor good, we'll do the best we know." It is as if Candide is finally able to stop yearning, searching, and mourning, and can finally be content with Cunegonde. The sentiment and the melody are adopted by all the other characters and the chorus, and as they all join in, the piece reaches a stunning climax. One of the interesting things about this moment is that when everyone sings the final chorus together, each character and each part in the chorus have their own distinct melodic line. There are about 8 individual melodies and rhythms all being sung a cappella at the same time, but somehow it all works as a cohesive whole. It is as if each character has to reach their own understanding, in their own way, of the lessons of the story. It all culminates in one of the most rousing finales of the operatic repertoire. Thank you all for joining me on the Atlanta Opera Podcast's Blink Opera. I'm James Lau, conductor of Candide. If you enjoyed learning about the music of this timeless opera, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcast for more great episodes.